WMFO in Medford, Rising with Sky Bar. We have a special guest coming in very shortly. And but prior to that, I'm going to play a few tunes, of course, and get things going. A lot of new music, as always, on Rising. And this is new stuff by a local band called The Downhauls. It's a cover tune, but it's a great one. So here we go. This is The Downhauls. I'll be back in a few songs. Rising with Sky Bar, WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
All right, you just heard Joe, Black Joe Lewis, Young Girls, and started with the Downhalls, our local band, with a cover of A Hazy Shade Of. I believe that initially was done by Simon and Garfunkel. I really wasn't sure about that, but I think it was Simon and Garfunkel. I'm going to play a couple songs now by a band out of L.A. called The Trouble Seekers. I believe this is a bit of a world premiere. So this is good stuff by The Trouble Seekers. Been following those guys for a long time now. And we'll be up shortly with Heidi and Chris. But right now, The Trouble Seekers. Brand new singles.
Stop.
All right. Let me tell you what we played. We played a lot of stuff right there. We played... Huck 2 was actually in between the two Trouble Seeker songs. But the Trouble Seeker songs were... One was called Scream. One was called Nervous. And Huck 2, the song was called Star. That's brand new by Huck 2 as well. But as I said, the Trouble Seekers are a great band out of L.A. that I'm a big fan of. I think that was like a world premiere. I don't think it's out to the masses yet. I'm sure it will be soon. Once again, the songs are called Scream and Nervous. And they have a full release coming out very shortly. They'll both be on it. But I'm here with Heidi and Chris, right?
Oh, yeah. We're so excited about it.
So how are you guys doing? Good, yeah.
We're doing great.
Yep.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. So, Heidi, how? At what age... I'm going way back here for a bit. At what age did you start to actually play music?
Oh, like, very young. At like 3 years old, I became obsessed with a baby grand piano at my grade school, and it just sprung from there.
3 years old.
Yeah.
Is it a musical family?
No.
You're
nobody at? In my family is a musician.
That's weird.
Or
that's
an good. Artist.
Yeah, you got the weird headphones on there with it. You can hear out of them. Yeah, you
let
should
me
be
see.
Okay. You should be okay. You can tweak it with that. Yeah, okay. You good? So, the piano is your key instrument. But I noticed I see some of your videos, and you also dabble with guitar and harp and stuff like that. Is that true?
That is true. Yeah.
She's talented.
Yeah, so yeah, where'd you learn all that? Was the piano the first love, if you want to call it that? And
yeah, the piano was definitely the first love, and then I realized I could sing when, you know, I was just humming along in church choir, and folks were like, "Wow, you sound really good." And I'm like, "I guess I do." And then it just grew from there. Like, I picked up an acoustic guitar to do open mics and just start getting out there, and went to the Chicago School of Rock, took a bass, electric guitar, learned how to use a microphone for the first time, and learned, you know, oh, yeah. That's not pretty, you know, that sounds like, yeah, but grow from there.
So you're from Chicago?
Yep, born and raised, Chicagoan.
How about you, Chris? You from here?
I'm from here.
From here. From here.
From Everett.
That'd oh, be. All right,
all born right. and raised.
So how long have you been here from Chicago, Heidi?
I moved to Boston at 18 to go to Berklee College of Music, and I've never left.
A lot of people that come on here have done time at Berklee Music.
Yeah, I've done my time. My sentence.
For better or for worse.
Yeah. Tanya and Tia were, I think, they Berklee people, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of
absolutely.
People.
They were,
the two of them?
Yeah.
Together.
I'm
pretty sure. Yeah, and there was a band, I think Lurid Purple Flowers. Two of them, I think they met at Berklee.
So but many.
It's a breeding ground for music, right? So it doesn't make sense. And is it Zahana Lux?
Zara, yes.
There's an R in there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, there is. I have it written down right here. Yeah. Zahara. See, I can't write. Zahara, Zahana.
Zara.
And is that your, like, stage, your solo work band, for lack of a better word, is...
No. Yeah, that is the umbrella for my creativity as a musician and as just an artist. I like to paint. I like to do fashion. So Zara Lux is my personality that I get to just create freely and without limits.
Multi-talented. You paint, little singing, little playing.
Yeah, I love fashion. I work in leather. Honestly, anything that just gets the mind going.
Yeah, yeah. All right, you have your... Chris has his guitar with him.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't you sing one? I'll play something off of here after that, and then we'll talk a bit more and play maybe one or two after that. But yeah, I think you're at a good space, yeah.
Sounds good.
Just here.
Yeah, take your time. Throwing you in here in this cramped little...
Hey.
You're not in the big room.
Wow. Sounds beautiful. All right. So I just released this song under the name Zara Lux called Revive My Soul. And it was produced and written by me and Anthony Lepardo of Westfall Recording Company in New York. And we hope you like it.
Sounded great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, some people come on and I'm like, Most people are great, but that was great. I'm going to play a song off this laptop. Then we'll come back and talk about more. You can play one or two more if you want. It's up to you guys. But it's a band called Soraya from Philly. I'm going to play that and I'll be back with more. We'll be right back. That was Soraya. As I said, they're out of Philly. Just saw them at the Jungle. It was a good bill. Back here with Heidi and Chris.
What's up?
I got to broach a topic of carnivora.
Yeah, let's go for it.
How did that? Because you know, I heard the vocals, and you must get this a lot. Where how did that drastically different, obviously, from like what you do here, and you know. In like a heavy metal band. How did that come about? Because they're definitely a metal band, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, did you have to work on transforming your voice like that? Is it just something that's natural, or how'd that go about?
Definitely had to put in a lot of work. Everyone is technically able to produce those sounds.
But not me.
Oh, you'd be surprised. You know, when you, like, do a dog bark, you know, when you're stressed out, and you're like, ugh, you know.
I do that. Yeah.
That vocal placement is the beginning, and then you go from there. So I put in a lot of work to do that. During my time at Berkeley, I guess the jazz got me a little aggressive. I was like, I don't want to do jazz. I want to do death metal.
Right. So you wanted to go kind of like the polar opposite.
Yeah. It's like when you're a kid and you're like, you can't do that, and I'm going to do the opposite thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a huge passion for metal, and I have had that since I was 8 years old. Like, I wrote in my journal, like, I want to be a rock metal vocalist. Yeah. And I just went for it.
And a lot of that comes out, I think, in your wardrobe, for lack of a better. Like you said, you're into design and I don't know, clothing. And a lot of that is borders on that type of music, right? I would say.
Yes, I love leather. I love black.
Yeah.
You know, but
I like leather too. That jacket is falling apart. My leather jacket, it's falling apart, but I'll probably wear it till like it's holes in it, and because it's one of my favorite jackets, and it's, yeah, everyone needs a leather jacket.
Absolutely. Yeah, mine has pink lining on the inside.
Whatever works, right?
Yeah.
And so did the guys in Carnivore come? How did you meet them? Did they come to you? Did you seek out a metal band and just say, did you know them prior?
I met Carnivore, the members of Carnivore, playing with my band Averse. Same how I met Chris Gardino, because he was playing in Pathogenic, still is. And we just became friends and just grew from there, the whole metal scene.
Are they still active?
Carnivore, yeah. Or Averse?
Carnivore.
Yes.
Do you have gigs with them lined up?
Not at the moment. We're working on new music and actually trying to get into some acoustic arrangements of the album we just released.
With them as the band? With them being the band members? Like an acoustic? Really?
That'd yeah, be- we're going to figure it out. Moontooth did something similar as well. An acoustic arrangement of all of their songs. And it really like...
No, I know it's been done. Yeah.
Livened up those songs even more.
And you do a lot of covers, because we were talking off here. I don't know if this was on air. I'm an old guy, I forget. But I don't know if we said it on or off, but you play pubs and whatnot where you have 3-3.5 hour shows and you have to throw some covers in there. I've heard some snippets on your Instagram and stuff like that. How does Chris choose the covers?
To be honest, as far as like song selection goes, yeah, we just choose what we like to do. Yeah, that's
the songs you like.
That's what's great about doing the acoustic thing. You know, we get to do what we like to do. We get together maybe once a week and try and add 4 or 5 new songs, and it could be anything from Stevie Wonder to the Beatles to
Alice in Chains.
Yeah, it runs a gamut.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, we've taken on some pretty challenging tunes, so it's fun. And, you know.
And by we, Chris has, because the guitar is insane.
But you know, with your voice, you're pretty flexible, right? So.
Yeah.
We can do anything.
Yeah, as far as genres, styles. Yep.
My favorite one that
Fly
we
Me
do,
to the Moon, I say.
I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss, and Chris adds this kind of like, I don't know, kind of country.
I'll just give you a demo.
Yeah, like give
I
us.
I was saying we might hear that.
Give
tonight.
Us a little taste. Ooh, yeah, we might. Let's do that one.
Save that. That might be the third.
The surprise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gave it away.
Hold on to that nugget. You might hear it in its entirety in a bit. Yeah. Right. I just threw this at you guys. It's like, oh, we're gonna play that.
Yeah. I mean, we're used to it. So
whatever you want.
Yeah. Flexible. Why don't you? Why don't you go into 2 right now, if you can do back to, and then I'll again play a couple songs. I'll play stuff off of here, and then we might come back with a surprise tune. Or if you want to do that now, you can. It does, you know, but talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, but you're ready for it now.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do. We're gonna do 2 songs. Another original that is gonna be released hopefully later this year. I just did. Actually, a Tiny Desk contest application with this song, and it's called Art is Power. And Chris did an amazing acoustic arrangement of it, and it was also written by Anthony Lopardo and I. Here we go, Art is Power, baby.
Yeah, give me that zazz.
Smooth line, gravel brush laying down, do it right. If you mess it up, go over. Know the words, know the rhymes, done the work, now it's your time to shine. Sing your heart out and don't cower. Got the colors that you're looking for. Use your voice to tell. strike a pose on the run. Monologue, show my highest done. We are destined to look forward, forward. Roll the reel, be divine. Hit the mark when you resign those lines. You are gunning for that cover. Got the colors that you're looking for. Opportunity is at your door. Isn't it sweet? Isn't it grand? Use your voice to take the stand. Your heart is your power. Power. Say it loud, say it twice. Change your form or roll the dice. Take the world to new heights.
Let's break it down.
I'm the girl that you are looking for.
Someone just messaged me and they said performance is stunning.
Wow.
Awesome. So yeah, people are liking it.
Great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. He's a fellow DJ here who messaged me that.
Oh, what's his name?
Mike Newman.
Hi, Mike Newman.
Mr. Newman.
Hello, yeah. Mike.
Getting a shout out on Rising with Sky Bar.
Rising with Sky Bar. Bar.
Yeah, whenever you're ready, you can roll right into another one, and then I'll play something off of here and we'll discuss whether you want to do the fourth, but I think you are.
All right, so this one is going to be an Amy Winehouse cover, and we're going to do Back to Black.
Blank wet with her same old same band. Me and my head high and my tears dry. Get on without my guy. You went back to what you knew. So far removed from all that we went through. And I threw it a troubled track. My odds are stacked. I go back to black. We only said back to us. I love and life is like a pipe, and I'm a tiny penny rolling up the walls inside. Oh, we only said the wrong words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to her. We only said the wrong words. I died 100 times. Oh, you go back to her and I go back to
did it.
We did it.
I made it.
Is Revive My Soul, I'm going back to that for a minute, is that going to be on a release? Do you have an EP or anything planned?
It's just released as a single, and I think it's going to stay that way.
But you do have EPs out, is that right?
Actually, no. I don't have anything physical with Zara Lux yet. I've been doing a lot of creating.
But you have a lot, you have a lot of singles, no?
A lot of singles, all online. Two older EPs, but there are no physical releases. They're all on streaming services.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people do now, is they do streaming services. But, and I think vinyl is so expensive to put out now that no one does vinyl, really. I mean, they do, but I'm always surprised because
it's making somewhat of a comeback.
Yeah.
A lot of people who miss CDs are going towards vinyl. You know, get the full.
But do you guys do vinyl CDs, or you stream everything? Are you a combination?
I'm a vinyl person and a streamer. But now that I have a car, CDs.
Oh, do you have a CD player there?
I was going to say,
nowadays the players are hard to. Right. Yeah, a lot of cars don't have CD players.
Got an old car.
I do all three. A lot more, obviously, since the radio show, I do a lot more streaming. Because I get tons of stuff sent from bands to download. And a lot of people put singles out before. Everyone usually puts a single or two out before, like, an album or an EP. It's like they drop, like, 4 singles, 5 singles,
mm-hmm.
and then end up being what's on that's your album, that's your EP, whatever it is.
I mean, the music industry that we grew up with is
oh, it's
a lot
shot.
It's different, you know. A lot of artists are going the single route just because it makes more sense, you know. People don't have CDs, and attention spans are shorter, so...
It's cheaper.
You know, cheaper.
Yeah, and it keeps your buzz, your name active, and social media.
Yeah.
You drop a new single, things
you know,
like
The way to go nowadays is just to keep getting your name out as many times as possible, as opposed to doing an album once every year or 2 years.
Yeah, you need something to fill the void.
Exactly.
And it's a big undertaking to make a CD, like a full thing.
That's a lot.
It's a huge undertaking. And from my perspective, when I want to do that, I want to have something very put together and very intentional. Really sit with it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to... I think we decided you're going to do one more after I play a song here.
Whatever you'd like.
Do that teaser. I'm going to play something. This is the new... You know these people. This is the new single by Stormstress.
Hi.
That was Buried You in the Snow by Stormstress. They have a great video for that as well. I don't know if you guys have seen that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, a great video.
Done by Fuel Heart Productions.
That's right. Plug for Fuel Heart.
Yep.
All right, I talked him into doing one more, so have at it.
All right, so we gave you a little teaser of this one, and it is called I Was Made for Loving You by Kiss.
I wanna give it all to you. In the darkness, there's so much I wanna do. And tonight, I wanna lay it at your feet. 'Cause girl, I was made for you. And girl, you were made.
Was fun.
Yeah, it was right? Fun. We love playing that one at the bars.
Yeah, yeah. Crowd pleaser, right?
It sure is.
Oh, yeah. You get people shaking their shaking their thing.
I got to sneak this in. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so we're closing in on the 9 o'clock hour. So you got anything else you want to say before we... head out? Anything you want to plug? Any shows? Anything you want to throw out there?
If you'd like to catch us live, we're playing at Pub 49 in Danvers on April 1st, as well as April 22nd.
Yes.
And we're playing in Waltham at the 781 Bistro, I believe, on the 28th.
Bada bing.
On Moody Street.
Dinner and music.
Yeah.
Dinner and music.
And I would just like to say thank you for having us. And
my pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay tuned for more singles from Zara Lux. And yeah.
It was
thank
good.
You.
I'll have you back.
Yeah, follow on social media, all yeah. that jazz.
Yeah, yeah. All right, I am going to get you out of here. And, this is a band from England called Shop Class. They'll be coming over here to play some shows, I think, in a month or so. But thanks again, guys, for coming in. It was great.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Thanks for having us.
All righty.
Have a great night.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If I broke both knees while I tried to kneel, would you keep me anyway? Would you keep me anyway? Though I keep myself so.